Merry Christmas. I've been having doubts from giving you jokes, but today I have one. Do you know what would Adam had told Eve the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. Of course. It's Christmas Eve, right? You see, today we're celebrating the Feast of the Holy Family. But how we manage our families will determine what kind of family we will have. If we manage our family to have fear of God, if we have managed our family to be gentle to the laws of God, if we manage our families to be a really God-fearing family, I can assure you that you will have a good and probably a holy family. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, I would like you, and I invite everyone, to consecrate your family, living and dead, those who are present and absent, but especially those who need healing, those who need conversion, those who need forgiveness, those who need enlightenment, and even those who need provisions. Consecrate them. This is the day that you should be doing that. And please remember also dead family members, especially those in purgatory. How do we make our families holy? You see, Jesus grew up in a family. He grew up in a family. Why? Why did God, I told you last Christmas, God chose to send His only begotten Son to have a heart, a human heart, so that He would feel and know how to love. God sent His only begotten Son to have human lips so that He can teach us by His words, His ways. Not our ways, Lord, but Your ways. The young Jesus learned from Joseph and Mary how to seek the will of God through God's law. And that is why the family of Jesus were observing the law. And they were faithful to the laws of Moses. Very faithful. Don't think that because it is said in the gospel today that Jesus was brought to the temple when he was 12, that he was only brought to the temple when he was 12 years old. No. He was always brought to the temple every year. But on the 12th year, when he was 12, something happened. They were so used to going to the temple, so that when they were coming back, thinking that Jesus was with their family members in another caravan, they realized that Jesus was not with them. And so they had to go back to Jerusalem and look for him. And where did they find him? They found him in the temple, listening and asking questions to the teachers of the law. And they were all astounded by his understanding and his wisdom. You see, the Jewish culture of today have their bar mitzvah. It's not connected to what we are doing in our gospel today. The bar mitzvah came later than, it's a later tradition. Okay? Bar means son. Mitzvah means commandment. That's why Bar-Jonah means the son of Jonah. Bar mitzvah means the son of the, I just said what is mitzvah? Commandments. Law. Law. If you cannot remember commandment, the law. The son of the law. For women, it's called bat mitzvah. Because bat means daughter. Mother. The plural of mitzvah is mitzvot. Mitzvot. But for the Jews, 12 years old for boys, or 13 years old for boys, 12 years old for girls is the age of coming. That now they are allowed to do, and they have obligations and responsibilities as Jews. That is why you will see, especially the Orthodox Jews, when we went to the Holy Land, even the young kids, you would think that they are young, but they're already 13 years old for boys, 12 years old for kids. They have the tefillin. Tefillin. The tefillin are the box that is put, the phylacteries, that the box that is put on the forehead or in the arm, level of the heart. To remind them of God's commandment, where they have the most important text in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Shema Israel, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, which, hear, O Israel, the Lord God and God alone. Very important. For us, we have that also. But we don't emphasize it. That's the sad thing about it. Confirmation should be that age of coming, age of reason for our kids, for our children, that they will learn that they are supposed to know and learn by heart the commandments of God. And teach them to have the fear of God. In verse 49, Jesus said, "Why have you been looking for me? Did you not know that I have to be in my Father's house? I must be in my Father's house." Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Reminding us, parents, that yes, we love our children so much, but we don't own them. They belong first to God. They belong first to God. We share in the upbringing of our children. We are stewards. And as I said, the way you manage your family will determine the kind of family you will have. If you teach them to be God-fearing, they will be God-fearing. If you teach them to follow the laws, they will follow the laws. To teach them to be obedient, they will be obedient. They will be obedient. But they have to see it in your own lives. They have to be witness to it in the way we adults are living our life. Are we God-fearing? Are we obedient to God's commandments? Do we follow the laws of God? We teach children to trust God. Amen. Right? Amen. But how do we really trust? Do we really trust our children? If you really love your children, I challenge you. First, believe them. Believe your children. Second, respect them. Respect them. Third, trust them. Trust them. a little memory gap. Trust them. Believe them. Respect them. And trust them. Second point. Not only Jesus grew up in a family, Jesus also grew on with that same family. You see, how we take care of our children according to how God planned them is happening in our family, in our families. They grow on with their family. In our gospel today, in verse 51, the text says, and they and Jesus went with them to Jerusalem and was obedient to them. Was obedient to them. We teach our children to be obedient. That is true. But if we really love our children, you know how they learn obedience? Live a Nazareth life in your homes. And when I say a Nazareth house in your homes, imitate the Holy Family. The first Nazareth home of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. If they experience a true Nazareth home in your family, in your home, I guarantee you, they will be respectful, they will be obedient. As we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, we ask ourselves, how do we become a holy family? What is a holy family? For me, a holy family should have the first and foremost the presence of God. The presence of God. Remember the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph. But Jesus was there, the Son of God. We can invite Jesus. Christmas message, my Christmas message was, invite Jesus in your heart. Invite Jesus in your life. Now I'm telling you, in the Feast of the Holy Family, invite Jesus into your home and make your home a holy family. I have 3 points for a good family. The marks of a good family is this. Close to God, number one. Second, close to one another. Third, close to the people. If you try to make your families closer to God, closer to one another, and close to the people, you will have a good family. I can guarantee you that. Some families are close to God, close to one another, but not close to people, not close to the community. Some families are close to God and close to the community, but are not close to one another. Some families are just close to one another and close to the people, but are not close to God. The three marks should be there. Close to God, close to one another, and close to the community. With this, I can guarantee you, you will grow up and grow on to be a good family. And probably a holy family. Please all stand.